From Madison, Wisconsin, World Dairy Expo presents The Dairy Show, the digital meeting place of the global dairy industry, where we sit down to talk cows, cutting-edge technology, and the colored shavings.
Welcome to The Dairy Show. I am your host, Lisa Benke. Today's episode delves into farm safety. Now, I know Farm Safety Week is in September, but it's a topic that those of us engaged in agriculture, well, those of us engaged in life, need to keep top of mind, and not just when an emergency arises. My daughter listens to a podcast called Terrible. Thank you for asking. It explores the worst days of people's lives. And to be honest, my goal with today's episode is to hopefully steal content from that producer's show by reminding everyone listening that safety is important. Today's guest shares my passion for keeping everyone safe and healthy. Juan Quesada serves as the Director of Training and Development at MilkSource and works with their nearly 550 employees to do just that, keep everyone safe and healthy. Juan, welcome to The Dairy Show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to this important episode about the safety. You know, I think one of the things I always say is the safety start with you. So it's always, you know, even that to start the day at home, you know, start with safety. Everything is about safety. And that's something that we have to keep in mind the whole time. That I always say, if you really care about your loved ones, take care of yourself. So we have to think in all the time in safety. Yes, all the time.
Juan, could we start this episode today by learning more about you? Tell us about where you started and how you got into the dairy industry here in the United States, and then lead into how safety became so important to you personally.
Yes, you know, actually, I came from, of course, from Mexico, and I've been here in the United States for 43 years. I remember 43 years ago, my father said to me, if I want to work at the dairy. And that time I said to my father, that I'm not crazy. So I've been crazy for 43 years already, working in California, New Mexico, Texas. And for the last almost 26 years, I've been here in Wisconsin. I think a lot of years ago, working in the dairy industry, we never thought, we as a worker at the dairy, we never thought about safety. The only thing we think is about the, you know, that job you have to be done. You have to milk on time. You have to do whatever it takes to do the job. But actually, we never think about safety before. And, you know, and even if it can be a small dairy, it can be a big dairy, you know, no matter how big you are or how small you are, accident can happen. And one of the things I always think about safety is about that all the time thinking about safety. One of the things I would like to say is, you asked me how I start with safety. A few years ago, I want to say 14 years ago, here in the company, they asked me if I want to become a director of safety. So I was director of safety for MilkSource for 10 years. And that time, when they asked me to become a director of safety, even myself, I asked myself, what do I mean safety? What is safety? Because we never thought about it before. Now, you know, it's the key, is one of the key ingredients for any dairy, for any business, for any place. So how I start with safety, you know, I always care about myself. I always care about my coworkers, always care about my family. So it's very important. But how I start, we have to think, if I really care about my loved ones, you know, I have to take care of myself.
Well, and Juan, on a dairy operation, we're working long hours, we're working with large animals, we're working with a lot of different kinds of equipment, we're working with toxic chemicals. There are so many different risks that surround us each day. So What are the key ways that you minimize risk in the workplace on your farms?
You know, I think we have to, somebody asked to me this, that our employees, they really care about the safety. And actually here in, the, in our company, I feel really proud. I'm not director of safety anymore. Somebody else is he do really, really good job in the, to do my, my position. So now somebody else do my, as a director of safety. But over here, I think one of the key for us is because we say to the employees, and safety is very important for them, it's very important for us, and it's very important for OSHA. And I think for us, it's not about that. Yes, we have to follow OSHA rules. Yes, we have to follow the company rules, and we have to follow some rules that we have to. But the most important key for us is everything we do is for them, for our employees. Everything we do. And it's about that because we really care about them. We really care about the about its loved one, the people they love. We really care about that. If you take care of yourself, we can help you to take care of yourself. We can show you how you can take care of yourself at work. And actually, sometimes those principles apply outside of work too. Not only at work, because yes, it's important for us to take care of yourself at work, but it's important to us too to take care outside of work too. So one of the key for us is whether we really care about them.
With so many people engaged in helping the farm run, how many of them would you say have relevant experience? And I guess the question that I'm trying to ask is, how many greenhorns are you training? People that have never worked around skid steers or large animals, how do you approach training them so that they are in fact safely approaching their job?
Yes, you know, we got an amazing team in the whole company. It's not only me, it's not only the director of safety, it's a teamwork. And we as a, in the company, we work as a team. In each dairy, we got different sites. In each dairy, we call a safety team. So the safety team is being prepared. It's being teach the new employees. And they've been trained to teach the new employees. And how, I'm going to say a small example. When you got a new employee, and you know, as you got a down cow, or you got something happen at the dairy, and what we do before, we say to the new employee, please go help them to pick it up a cow or do something. And actually, the new employee, they don't know, because this is the first time they're gonna deal with a 2,000-pound animal. So what we do, is we train. In each side, we train about 5 or 6 employees, and those employees train the new employees. So what we do is, because we don't want to send somebody to, they don't have any experience to pick it up a cow or to help somebody, because actually it can hurt itself or it can hurt the cow too. So it's very important for us to the employee before he deal with a cow, before he push a cow, before he move a cow, it's been trained. It's been certified. Actually, we got a group that is certified the new employees to deal with a different situation at the dairy, especially to the employee, the new employee, the background is from the restaurant, construction, or something else that never deal with the cows. So it's very important for us to the first day do a lot of training, a lot of safety tips, and a lot of things to help the new employee.
And Juan, how often do you revisit those topics, again, to keep it top of mind so that everyone's thinking about it during their daily course of doing business?
Every single day. Every single day. I think safety is like, I'm gonna put example, it's like a leadership. Safety, you have to practice every day. Leadership, you have to practice every day. So actually, we always talk about safety. And actually, it's really nice and it's really neat to hear when a new employee come to our company, the new employee, the older employees say, don't do that, don't do this, because they're not going to happy with you because we really care about safety. So what I mean is, actually, in our company, we got a culture about safety already. So it's kind of neat to see if that the older employees teach the new employees about safety. So we always practice safety every single day.
In my former life, I worked for a company called AgSource, and we would get together with our managers and visit a business unrelated to agriculture just to learn about management, like you said. And I was really struck by a visit to Matthew Bowes. And I don't know if there's any bow hunters listening today, but Matthews makes wonderful bows if you're a bow hunter. And they also have a really interesting way to approach arriving at work each day. To them, health and safety of their employees is also very important. And they have daily calisthenics, recognizing that there's some repetitious motions that their employees make every day while they're building these bows. They do calisthenics to prevent them from getting carpal tunnel syndrome, or if they're standing on their feet all day, they've got exercises that get their blood flowing so that they're not, anyway, they stay healthy and fit.
Yes.
And that's important too. I think all of us engaged in agriculture, we think that we're working hard all day long. We don't need to worry about calisthenics or warming up for the day, but I guess at my age, I do think about warming up before anything I do.
yes.
Well, I'm guessing too that with as many employees as there are that you're managing, you have special laws that you have to adhere to. And so therefore, SOPs, are those things that are written by you, are they ones that you obtain from OSHA? And those are ones that you make your employees familiar with?
Yes. You know, actually, we got a lot of information. Like I say, I'm not director of safety anymore, but somebody else. But the director of safety is always update about everything OSHA wants. Like I say, for us, the most important thing about the OSHA rules or the Wisconsin rules is about the employee understand that it's about you. It's about your family. It's about your loved ones. It's, yes, like I said before, and I'm going to keep repeat, it's about, yes, we have to follow OSHA rules and the Wisconsin rules and the Millsource rules, but it's about you. It's about you as an employee that we really care about you.
And Juan, is there special equipment too that every farm should invest in to assist with that effort to keep people safe?
Yes, no question about it. I think one of the things, we will make a lot of changes through the years because we find out some of the things, what we do, we don't do right before. Now we fix it. Now, actually, we invest and make some changes for the good, for the employees, put some rails, handrails. You know, a lot of stuff that we think before is not necessary, but now that, you know, it's very important. So believe me, we make a lot of changes. We spend, I'm going to say, yeah, some money, but I'm not going to say we expend money. No, we invest. And for the safe for our employees and for us too. But I know, yes, we do. You not even imagine how many changes we do through the years to make our company safe, but especially for the employees safe. Yes.
Well, it truly is an investment. And it can be something so simple as making sure you stay on top of charging your fire extinguishers. How many people have lost equipment or entire facilities because they didn't have the means to put out a fire when it initially started? And I guess that's equipment that we're talking about. Safety as it applies to equipment. But again, when it comes to people, do you demand that people wear safety vests while they're on grounds?
Yes. It's a rule. We actually we implement a few years ago. Well, no, quite a few years ago. The everybody on the farm, they use actually we use different kind of color safety vests. For the, some of the employees that want, they're working with the cows, I believe we use blue. For the visitors, we use red. For the employees, they work at the farm all the time with equipment, we use the color lime, So it's very fluorescent color. So we use different kind of color for the each department. And it's very important for us because believe me, sometimes the dairy, we work 24 hours a day. And sometimes some employees, they work in the 3 a.m, 4 a.m, 7 p.m. at night in winter. So it's very easy, you know, to see somebody out there when we think, and we always assume that, oh, they see us already. No, we have to pay attention as the surroundings, and because it's true. But with a safety vest, believe me, it helps us a lot. With that, you know, to be a little bit safe. And I always say the safety vest is not gonna save you because it's gonna help you. It's gonna help you too, you know, to get an accident or to try to avoid an accident, but actually really help. Actually really, really
well,
help.
Well, so much of what we're talking about is just that. It's minimizing risk. You can never eliminate it. We understand that.
Yes.
Just by virtue of getting out of bed in the morning, we're accepting risk, right?
Yes.
But I think that's the point, is to make it top of mind. Look around you. I know all of us are guilty of this. When things break, if a shield falls off or snaps, do we always replace it? Or do we just look the other way and say, we'll get back to that later when we've got time? How many times do you go through the facility and just observe to make sure that all guards are in place and that there aren't obvious risk factors?
Yes, you know, it's like I say, it's kind of neat to for us as a company. I feel really proud of what we do, and in each side we got that we call the safety team. So we got about 2 or 3 employees in each side. So every single day, they're looking for those kind of single stuff that we think we okay, and actually now we can get an accident because that. And I'm gonna ask some of the employees and the dairy, or maybe some of the listeners right now, if you got a fire extinguisher at your place, when did the last time you checked the fire extinguisher if he is okay, if he is work or not? And believe me, sometimes we walk 100 times for the same spot every single day in the farm. But actually, sometimes we never check if the fire extinguisher is working or not. So sometimes the only thing we have to, it take only 10 seconds to check a fire extinguisher or 15 seconds, you know, to take out of where the fire extinguisher are, check it off in the bottom, make sure everything okay, so it don't take too long. But when did the last time you do that?
Well, and not only that one, how many people can pick one up and quickly use it without having to read or assess how you should pull the pin and activate yes. the device so that you can actually put out a fire
yes.
when an emergency rises?
And we train and that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that's what happens is safety, it's not top of mind until an emergency happens. And I know from personal experience that when that emergency arises, you're not thinking as clearly as you would if you weren't faced with that issue at that moment.
Yes. You know, and the first thing that came to my mind is that wherever the accidents are, we have to run, we have to stop, we have to do something. My point is, it's about that. You know, in that moment, you know, if nothing is clear. So you have to be prepared. You have to be ready in case of the situation. So and always, like I said before, you have to think in safety the whole time, all the time. You driving, you brush your teeth, you cooking, whatever. Believe me, the moment you get up, it's about safety.
was curious too, Juan, how has your knowledge of farm safety grown with your years of experience?
It's kind of the first time in the company they asked me about become a director of safety. Myself, I say, safety? What do you mean safety? You know, it's amazing the way my mind changed when actually you really like it, when you really love it. You know, you're always thinking about that way, you know, about safety. And the nice thing, the beautiful thing about when I was director of safety is to help somebody, to be able to share your knowledge, to pass your knowledge. If you can save somebody for being in an accident, it's amazing, you know, and you try. But this is the key, what I really love about safety. But what I've been learning is, you know, that every person is different, and some of the employees everywhere, grocery store, wherever, a gas station, whatever, you know, all the employees. Sometimes when you see the employees they wear a safety vest. The employee that work in the construction, they wear a jacket with a jacket or safety vest or something. It's kind of remind everyone about that safety is very important. It's not about only the dairy industry, but everywhere. But as what I've been learning.
You talk about, Juan, the long hours that we work in this business. And certainly as planting season is upon us, there are a lot of people that are just frantic to get those crops in the ground. And then once they start coming up, we're going to have everybody equally frantic to get them off the field. So again, I can't emphasize enough the need to be mindful of the power that you're surrounded by at all times when you're working with large equipment. And to respect that animals outweigh us by a great deal. And we need to always be thinking calmly and be aware of everything around us. And I'm sure that's something you preached.
All the time. Yes. Yes.
Your expertise has taken you to other countries. I understand you've been called upon as a subject matter expert in other countries. Tell us how those invitations came about and who you met with to talk about farm safety.
You know, I remember I always say this. Sometimes, you know, in the dairy conference here in Europe, everywhere, we always talk about the breeding, about the numbers, somebody sell. You know, a lot of topics, and of course, every topic about the dairy is very important because, you know, we have to reach some numbers. We got some goals to the, some numbers to be down, some numbers to be high. But sometimes, you know, we don't talk too much about safety. And now in Europe, I've been in few countries in Europe. I'm going to say probably about 10 or 15 countries in Europe. And now every country, they ask me, Juan, can you talk a little bit about safety? They go, sure. So what we do in the company, what we do in the United States, and of course, each country is complete different rules. So of course, we have to follow Spain, Denmark, wherever you are, complete different rules. But it's always the same. It's about you. It's about your family. It's about your loved one. Because no matter where you are, no matter how rude you are, no matter where country you are, it's about safety. So actually right now in some countries in Europe, I've been doing some speech about safety. Now, some dairies, they got safety base. Now some dairies in Europe, now they got some rules about safety in the dairy. So before they don't talk about it, before they don't do about it. Why? Because some dairies in Europe, even some dairies here in Wisconsin, they got only 75 cows, 100 cows, 200 cows. And they think because we are small, it's okay. No, no, it's not okay, no. Even if you have one cow or 100 cows or 5,000 cows, that you know, the concept is applied the same. So in Europe, now they use a lot of safety and a lot of dairies too. So it's kind of nice to see the safety in the dairy industry now.
Well, I would frame that a little differently too. When you talk about OSHA, obviously different laws apply when you've got a large number of employees and they're more vigilant when there are groups of people doing the work. But I would argue that when you are a small operation, if even one of your family members or one of your employees was impacted by an accident or ill health, your whole operation is at risk, is it not? Because you've lost the majority of your workforce. So again, I can't emphasize enough, safety and health are important regardless of size and scope of your operation.
Yes, yes. Yeah, no matter, like I say, no matter how small you are, here in Wisconsin, what I understand, OSHA, it can come to your dairy if you are, I believe, I'm not sure at this moment, but I think 10 or more employees. So OSHA can come over and they can, you know, inspect your dairy. So if you are only 5 employees or 7, something like that, OSHA, they can show up to your dairy. But please don't wait to OSHA show up, or don't wait till something happened to you, till do something. When we are in the highway and we are over 65 in a speed, 55 speed limit, and we got 65, 70, we got a ticket. And believe me, after you got that ticket, you slow down. And you say, oh, wow.
And I hope that everyone listening doesn't have to have an accident happen to make them slow down and think about the risks that are surrounded by each and every day. People should take a walk. Take a walk around your property. Take a walk around your home. Look with a critical eye. What are you exposing yourself to each and every day? And what can you do to minimize safety risks?
I'm going to share something with you, with the listener. I think about 4 years ago, I got a ticket, a speed limit ticket. So in the 55, I was 67 or 68, I believe. So I got a ticket. So the police come over, they, you know, ask me for the driver license, for the insurance. So when I waited for the officer write my ticket, I was not thinking about that. Why me? I don't think that moment is the what happened. I don't think in that moment it was a mistake. You know what I think in that moment? I said, thanks to God. And I say, why? Because maybe the police actually saved me, you know, to do something silly and 5 more miles or get an accident because I was too fast or something. So actually, sometimes, I hope so never happened to you, but sometimes we wait till something happen for do something. So in that moment, you know, I say, about 4 years ago, I say, I have to slow down. I think the last ticket before that ticket, I got probably about 25 years ago. So I wait for 25 years to get another ticket. And my point about all this is, sometimes we have to wait till something happens to us to do something. And I want to repeat, please, don't wait till something happens to do something, especially an accident or something, because some accident we can prevent it, some nothing you can do, but at most you can avoid it.
And let's make sure that we do avoid that. As this episode comes to a close, I would like to send a shout out to Juan and all the directors of farm safety out there and organizations that seek to keep it top of mind. And a shout out to all the first responders who train and act in emergency situations, and the emergency room teams and medical professionals who work tirelessly to save lives. And a special plea with each of you listening today. Life is precious. Take a minute to assess your home, your property, and minimize the risks you see. Take time to fix those shields, secure toxic substances, charge those fire extinguishers. Let's make sure that none of you has a worst day ever. I don't want you to share that on Terrible. Thanks for asking. Juan, thank you for being our guest today. And thank you for your dedication to keeping everyone around you healthy.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to share my little knowledge. And I hope so we can keep sharing, you know, this knowledge to everyone. And like I say, please, listeners, don't wait till something happens to do something. Do it right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Be safe. Be healthy.
Yeah. Take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of The Dairy Show. We hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to hit like and subscribe wherever you are listening to us today. And of course, don't forget to tell your friends about how much you are enjoying The Dairy Show. We would love to have them join us as well. And last but not least, if you have any comments for us, send us an email at wde@wdexpo.com. We would love to hear from you.